Oh, hey, welcome to the Single and Sewing Podcast. I'm your host, once Leah, and I'm glad that you're here. Now, before you go anywhere or try to figure out what's happening, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to say thank you for who you are. Thank you for each and every episode, oh God, that is released from this platform, oh God. I pray that I decrease and you increase, oh God. I pray, oh God, that episode from this platform, oh God, will be a blessing, oh God, to your people, oh God, to the source, oh God, to the listeners, oh God. Father, I pray, oh God, that you, the people that you've already, oh God, cultivated for this space, oh God, will reach this space, oh God. I pray, oh Lord Jesus, oh God, that people will just be blessed and lives will be transformed, oh God. Have your way and take your place, oh God, because I know you're the King of glory, oh God. I know you're the King of kings and Lord of lords, and that there is no one like you and none can be compared to you, oh God. Thank you. Amen. Now let's get into it. Oh my God, we're back again. Welcome back. I'm so excited that you stuck it through and you're just, you know, rolling with your late, your girl, Wasalia, right? I'm grateful that you're here. I hope you're having a great Thursday morning or Thursday evening or Thursday afternoon or Thursday night. Whatever time you're listening to this episode, I'm just grateful that you're here. I don't really know what I'm going to title this episode, but it's been a journey. And today, I just want to talk about like how I actually been feeling lately, as much as, you know, one of the things that I ask the Lord is, Lord, please help me to be more authentic and transparent and vulnerable on the podcast, right? And I have a devotion, which I'm going to release soon, but I'm going to release it to people who want a devotion. I actually have a 30-day devotion, but I'm thinking about just breaking it down to 7 days, 7 days. I don't know yet, but yeah, so I was reading one of the devotion because one of the things that I'm interested in is making sure that I'm not preaching what I don't practice. So before I even release the devotion to the public, I want to make sure I've gone through it. I've walked through it. So I was reading through day one devotion because I want to go to day seven because it felt like something that I needed in the moment. But then there was still a like something on my heart just tugging me to go back to the first devotion, like day one. And I have it listed as like, you're not behind, and the scripture reference for that day. So basically we're going to go through a devotion, which is Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3. We all say this scripture a lot in church. And it talks about, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, right? Different, you know, different verses or translation has it, but this is the KJV version. And as I was reading it, because I was feeling very heavy, you know, I felt like I was behind, you know. I was just examining the things that are happening and going on in my life lately. And I started feeling like, man, I feel like I'm behind. I'm somebody who tell people, no, you're not behind, you're ahead, you know, you're chosen. And in that moment, I've just been feeling that way in so many different areas in my life. And the Lord had to remind me about the places that he's already brought me out of, like just reminding me to renew my mind of the things. And then I, you know, going through the devotion, which is day one, and seeing like Habakkuk, you know, 2 verse 3, and it's talking about, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, though it tarries, right? Wait for it, because it will surely come. Now, when you hear the word tarry, okay, I grew up in the church. So tarry is like, no, you keep going until it happens. You still faithful until it happens. I just want to give like the orientation of the book of Habakkuk for understanding of the text, right? So the book of Habakkuk was actually a dialogue between the prophet Habakkuk and God. And I just love it because that's how I am now. I be having conversation with the Lord. And Habakkuk literally started questioning God. If you actually start with chapter one, you know, before we even got to chapter two that we're reading. And, you know, Habakkuk was actually having a dialogue, you know, dialogue with the Lord. So that's how the book is centered. Having a dialogue with the Lord, you know, and questioning God about, like, what was happening around him, like injustice, evil that was just happening. And then, beautifully, the Lord responded to Habakkuk. So if you actually read Habakkuk chapter 1, you see the dialogue between him and God. And then God responded to him by literally assuring Habakkuk that, hey, I am, you know, showing him that divine justice is going to happen. It's coming, even if it seemed delayed. So kind of give you a hint to why Habakkuk 2:3, it says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, right? And so God is reminding him, like, no, justice is coming, even if it seemed like it's delayed. And if you think about Habakkuk 2:3, specifically, it speaks to, like, God appointed time, right? And the plans that God is going to unfold, that God already has in store, the things that he's going to do that is going to unfold in his time, right? Even when it looks like it's tiring and exhausting, you've done all that you could do. And it just remind me of, like, there's nothing that I can do about my situation that God is not already, like, he's not aware of. Like, there's nothing of my mat I can think, I can strategize. But if those things I don't submit it to the Lord and tell him how I truly feel and what's going on. And literally, I think this encouraged me too, seeing Habakkuk having the prophet Habakkuk having a conversation with the Lord about that, right? The Hebrew word used for appointed time, right? For me, okay, I'm in seminary, but these words are something I'm still learning how to pronounce, but it's actually M-O-E-D, meaning fix, divinely orchestrated season. But yeah, and then also too, something I observed about the text as I was reading it, while I was literally having a dialogue with the Lord, an exchange with the Lord, and the book of Habakkuk was just a reminder of, like, who God is. And what in moments like that I have the opportunity to talk to the Lord directly, have a conversation with him as his child, right? As I'm in this season of my life and trying to be fully sold out to the Lord, fully surrendered to him, just, you know, trying to rash me out, like, rinse me and change me, Lord, inside out. You have to be careful when you're praying those prayers too, because, yeah. That's why I was feeling the way I was feeling, you know? Some of the observation that I observe about the text, mainly when we look at Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3, and I see something in terms of, like, God's promise are fixed, right? God's promise are fixed. Like, because you know how it talks about appointed time in the Hebrew, right? It just reminds me that God's promises are fixed, right? And it will come to pass. And no matter what I'm feeling, which I know that my feelings are valid, my feelings are real, but, like, because God promises are fixed and it's going to happen at an appointed time, I just need to trust that his words are truth, not my feelings. Like, my feelings don't have authority over me. It doesn't have authority. It shouldn't have authority over me. More of, like, God's word should have more authority in my heart when I'm going through moments like that. But that just felt real, and I just want to be transparent about that. And then another thing that I observed also through the text as I was reading is the timing is determined by God. The timing is determined by God because I was feeling behind about different things. I'm even in my master's program right now, right, at Dallas Theological Seminary. And, you know, it's a 2-year program. However, I work full-time as well. So I wear many hats, right? I work full-time. I volunteer in different capacity, serve in the capacity at church. So I was just looking at it and I'm like, okay, Lord, I'm doing all of these things, but I feel like every step that I take forward, I feel like it's backwards. I'm taking a step backward and I'm feeling like I'm struggling right now in this moment. Like, am I failing at something? And as somebody, the way I was raised, failure is not an option, right? But that's the standard of the word. Like, oh yeah, failure is not an option. But when you take that to the Lord, you start seeing the root cause of, like, why do you say failure is not an option? Is it pride? Is it because you are trying to meet a standard of what your parents set for you or the word has set for you, so you just go with it? So I just, like, literally rings in my heart, honestly. So guys, the timing is determined by God and not by, you know, human expectations, not by my expectation, not by your expectation. Because let's think about it. When I was a kid, let me tell you story time before, you know, we get into more of this. When I was a kid, okay, I was like, by the age of 25, can we get real on here? By the age of 25, man, I already have my kids. Guess how many kids I told myself I wanted to have? I want to have 4 kids. Okay, 2 boys, 2 girls. Let me be clear. 2 boys, 2 girls. I said I'll be married, I'll have my kids and everything. And then, you know, 25 been a couple of years ago now. And ain't nothing at all. So, you know, sometimes you have to, I don't know about you, maybe you might not be that person that have those moments where you're thinking through some of the things that you say, these were the plans that you have, but it kind of hit me that I might have a plan, but did I even submit those plans to the Lord? Like, did I submit that plan to the Lord? And where was it coming from? Was it coming from, like, the standard that I saw around me? Or the language that the elders that were around me speaking? So I just give into it, and I took that on, and it became part of my identity. It became part of the languages I was using to create a future for myself without God being the picture. Like, it's just some things I just observed as I was reading the book of Habakkuk. It's just like, the timing is not determined by me, it's determined by God. Like, not my expectations. And then also some of the expectations that I might have placed on myself, knowingly or unknowingly too, also kicks into that when I was feeling all the exhaustion today, exhaustion the past week, for transparency as well. And even trying to record this episode, I'm trying to upload another episode. Now I'm like, no, there's just something in me that I need to release. And I also want to release to the audience, and hopefully someone can resonate and can say, oh no, I felt that before. And maybe this is the season I'm in as I'm navigating and trying to be fully surrendered to God, where you feel like you're behind on things. Not just behind, I know it's called Single and Sewing Podcast, not just about marriage, but like behind your career-wise, behind school, behind in terms of like the peer among your peers, right? These are things that we don't like to talk about, but it is real. Those are real feelings that you're having. And what makes it beautiful is that we can take these feelings and take it to God and have a dialogue with the Lord, just how the prophet Habakkuk was having a dialogue with his father in heaven, because he was aware of God's nature. He was aware of who God is. So he was having a dialogue of God. And I like how there's a couple of verses that he was just telling you, are you not the Lord who sees? Like, he was just, and then he started saying, God, this is you. Now he's using God's word, because this is God's word. And if it's his breath, that means I'm going to understand who you are to sit back and watch this happen. You know, just asking the Lord. And I think that's something we should get in the habit of doing, and asking the Lord and having like just a dialogue, having a conversation with him about how we truly, what's truly going on. Because the interesting thing is, God knows what's happening in our hearts. He knows what's going on. No matter what it is, we think I can take it to him. Man, I took it to the Lord today. And it's been weeks I've been pondering on different things. And I just talked to the Lord. My prayer life now is not even the same way like it used to be. Like, now there are times where I'll kabash in the spirit, you know, meaning I'll pray in tongues and all of that. And there'll be spirit-filled everything. But even having a dialogue is still spirit-filled. And just being transparent. Like, God ain't got it today. and then also to that delay, like, even with the scripture as it was talking about, right? Just wait, right? Tarry, wait, you know, at an appointed time. And it's like, no, it might seem like is delayed, but it all ties into God's timing, that he's working things out behind the scene. Even if I don't see it, even if I'm not feeling it, that ties into the feelings, because we want to feel it. We want to feel God's presence. We want to feel, you know, see things. Even when we don't see it, even when we're not feeling it, God is still working, because he's an on-time God. God is not a God that is not on time at all. We are the people that are not on time. And we see in our own lives, you know, where we're not on time with the things that we want to do. We are late to different things, but God is on time. So sometimes if you're viewing God, we kind of want to view God in the way of like, he's the creator. We are the created beings. This is not like an equal. He's not our equal. Now, granted, he has given us access to him and he has given us free will, but we still have to reverence God. I feel like that's a part that we take out. You can still reverence God and still have a dialogue with him, just the same way like the prophet Habakkuk had a conversation with the Lord. So yeah, that's something that I observed in the text, right? That God is always working. God is always doing. And then also too, I really want to get context in terms of like what, in terms of interpretation of the text, because as a seminary babe now, it's important to give like context to a text, because I don't want to just take it out of context and just share it with you. Now, granted, I'm applying it to this, but I also want to give context, because usually we go to application first instead of like orientation of the text. What is the text saying in terms of like, what's the observation here? What can I take from it, right? And then before going to interpretation, then we go through the whole correlation, all of that. But in terms of the interpretation, like what did like the text actually means as I was reading it, it actually just brought things to put things in perspective for me, because it actually challenged me as me, Wansalia, that my perception of delay, of what delay looks like, of feeling behind, right? My perception of those things as it's not God's, it's not denial, right? So I might feel like, okay, oh Lord, yes, it's delay. Your promises are delayed because I'm feeling stuck today. I'm feeling stuck. Have you imagined, like, can you think about it? There are times, one minute we're stuck, we feel stuck, and the next minute we're like, thank you, Jesus. Because the fact that we're able to say thank you, Jesus, because we're aware that, no, he's always working. So we shouldn't just praise God in the moment that when he does it for us, because he does it in the time that he does it. Because sometimes you hear people give testimony, you know, even though I pray and it happened at the time that I really wanted it to happen. Well, that's our flesh speaking, and that's our feeling speaking, because the time that God did it is the time that he said to do it. Because as the scripture say in Habakkuk, the appointed time. Wait, the appointed time. So as Habakkuk was having a conversation with the Lord to, you know, strike his justice, you know, against the people who were doing injustices to people and sweeping people and slaughtering people and having blood on their hands, it didn't move God. God was still going to do the things that he wanted to do on his timing. So it's just challenges my perception of that. Like, God's promises are still going to come to pass. And it also reminded me, and I think it should remind you as a listener, hopefully it does, right? That God's timing is intentional and it's not accidental. Because we feel sometimes that, oh, this is accidental. Oh, it just happened. No. Things just don't happen. God is always in the mix of things that happen. Now, granted, there are things too if we yield to the enemy, he has access to you. That's different. Okay, but God is always moving and he's always doing. So there's nothing, God has his hands in it, it's accidental. It's timely. It's on his time. His appointed time that he said, wait and tarry. Wait and tarry, right? And tarry in the Hebrew word, right? It's spelled A-C-H-A-R. And the meaning is more of like linger, but not to be forgotten. So like I was saying in the beginning, that I grew up in a church. So tarry is something you keep going, you keep going, you keep going, you keep going. It's not late. You keep trusting. You might get exhausted, but you keep trusting the Lord that he's going to do what he's going to do. No matter what the situation is, no matter the season that you're in. So when I was feeling all the feels I was feeling today, I just had to trust the Lord. But however, I still had to have an honest conversation, because I think this is the only person that we can go to that knows us in and out. God knows me. He know me. He knows me. Because I'm His. I'm not owned by anybody else. I'm His. I'm His creation. He molded me and formed me and placed me in my mother's womb way before. He gave me a second chance. In the first time, because that was His timing. Even when doctor told my mom, well, this pregnancy is a life and death, you should not go ahead with trying to keep this baby, coming out as a premature baby, and then being told upon arrival that this baby is dead and all of those things. Hey, I will be celebrating my 30th birthday this year. And I know it's God's timing. It was God's timing. The doctor said one thing. God said, oh, not on my watch. I know my time. I've orchestrated that once Leah would be on planet Earth, and she would be in 2025 doing the Single and Sewing podcast. You might say what you want to say, but it's my time. It is my time. So I was just reminded of that. Like that waiting, right? Wait, it's not something that should, you know, discourage us, but be an encouragement to us, right? Because it's not like God is doing things in ways that are bad for us. Instead, there are things that are good for us. His timing are timing that are good for us, and just working through that. God is not absent just because, you know, we're waiting, or He's indifferent about the situation that we're going in. Like, if someone knows you, He knows you better than your mom, better than your friend, your best friend that you share all your, you know, secret with, right? He knows you. So I would say better you talk to God than talk to someone else about things that is going on internally, like deeper. And then also too, couple of things that I also could see in the Bible, in the text, in the scripture, I can make reference to when I think about, you know, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. How, think about it. Jesus was on planet Earth for 30 years. We didn't hear anything about Him. However, yes, granted, there was references to Him in the Old Testament leading up, right? But Jesus came upon the scene at age 31. Then 32, then 33, you know, that rose again. So He was on planet Earth for 30 years, had no inkling He was moving. Like, literally, the Lord and Savior, 30 years, God was preparing Him. 30 years, God was preparing Him for 3 years ministry. Think about that. God was preparing our personal, Jesus was being prepared and molded and formed and you know, just in the way that God wanted to be. And perfectly done also too, that we have a Savior who paid all on the cross. But it took 30 years of preparation. It took 30 years of preparation. Then we had 3 years of a powerful ministry that we can say, okay, He's the Savior of the world. He's the one who paid all on the cross. He was crucified, died, and resurrected, rose again, and He's coming back. And this is the person that we profess our faith in, that He is our personal Lord and Savior. And this is the person that will confess our sin to and say, Lord, because You are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Lord, with our mouth we declare, with our heart we, you know, we invite You, right? And we accept You, that You're the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So remember now, 3 years ministry. So you're not behind. For me, I had to, reading that and just referencing, you know, the book of, though if you think, read the book of Luke, you reference that, like, yes, Luke chapter 3, to be precise, it's like 30 years. Some of us can't even wait one hour. We're already like, Lord, where are You? Where are You? And I'm guilty of that too, right? But I just had to remind myself. And I think about even David, you know, we speak about David. We love the psalm. Oh my goodness. We love the psalm. We see how David lamented, had a conversation with the Lord, repented as well. There's a lot of things happening in the psalm. Then there was praises, the praise psalms as well was going on as too. So it's just that we see David also too. Yes, David was anointed as king, right? But the prophet, however, he did not become king right away. It took time. He waited. It took like over a decade, to be honest, right? Before David was actually king before he took over the throne. So I had to remind myself that, okay, Wesley, you're not behind. It might feel like you're a step behind, but you're not. God is actually doing the things that he wants to do. He's pruning you. He's preparing you. And you just have to be obedient in the moment. Submit to his will. Submit to his will. Even when it feels like you're having a rough day. It feels like, you know, you don't know where to turn to. It feels like you don't feel like you can share this burden with someone. Like, you can go to him because he's preparing you. He's helping you to wash out and cleanse you and rinse you, right? What happened when we wash our clothes? You wash the clothes, you wash it. Well, how I do it is I wash it first. If I was washing clothes with my hands, now I'm grateful for laundry, the dryer and washer, right? But when I grew up back home, we wash stuff with our hands, okay? So you wash it, start it first, the pre-wash, wash it. Oop, the water dirty. Then you put it down, then you put a tassel, put the water, let it soak well. Then you wash it. And then you put it in, because there's so much tassel soap on that, so much soap on that, you put it in the first rinse water, right? And then you rinse it, but it still has so much on it. Then you put in another second. So if there's four stages, if I was doing that, right? So imagine you have to understand that that's a process. So I believe that if you're feeling behind, like me, the way I was feeling behind, that just know that you're not behind because God is rinsing things that needs to be rinsed out of you. It might be your attitude. It might be your pride. It might be jealousy. It might be envy. It might be contentment. You being able to be in a space where you're content, where you are also joyful for other people, like excited for the people that are around you, that God is blessing and answering the prayers that you've been praying for years. But somebody just said, Lord, just open the door for me. I just asked once. That doesn't mean you're behind. That just means it's their time and it's the appointed time the Lord has set aside for them, and your time is coming. It doesn't change the fact that God loves you and he's still going to be who he is to you, no matter what the situation is. And I just want to give you that encouragement. Think about Joseph as well. Joseph is also another example in the Bible that we can see in Genesis chapter 34 to 41. We see Joseph, how many years? Over a decade too, right? We see Joseph like waiting, just waiting. Think about it, from the pit, right, where his brothers placed him to literally die, but he got sold. From there to being in the palace, being a prime minister. See the shift. See that God is still working, that Jesus is in the story in everything that we go through, that he's in the story, no matter what it feels like, what it seems like, that he's in the story. I don't know how to say it. It's just beautiful when I think about the goodness and the kindness of God. And you see each of these figures that I listed, each of these men of God, and also Jesus being God, right? You see that the delay that it might have seemed to us, that God used it to basically refine them in the way God developed them also too. And also too, he just used that time to prepare them for like the purpose that he actually had for them to fulfill on planet Earth. That we can go to the text and read about Joseph and read about the story and get excited and our spirit leap for joy and we're grateful to the Lord and we see God's faithfulness through and through. But if we are put in that situation, I don't know if we're going to be obedient like Joseph, right? Or be obedient, you know, and just have David playing for Saul. Even though Saul wanted to kill him, he was aware of that, but he was still faithful to that while God was doing the pruning and everything. And then Jesus could have, you know, said, you know what? I feel behind, you know. I feel behind. Why is it going to take 30 years? I am God. Why do I don't have to burst on the scene? You know, because we all want to be burst on the scene, right? We want to get on the scene and be known and be heard as well. A couple of texts in the Bible that I would say you can make references to would be Ecclesiastes, right? We'll talk about that. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11, that talks about he has made everything beautiful in it's time. I had to remind myself once a year, you're in 2025. God makes everything beautiful in his time, so you're not behind. No matter what, that feeling that are arising in you, the voices need to be shut down. And you have to renew your mind with God's word that you are his, you're a masterpiece, you're wonderfully and fearfully made. And because God makes everything beautiful in his own time, something beautiful is being birthed and is being molded and is being formed in you for the appointed time, right? God's timing is not only only intentional, but it's also beautiful and perfect. That's something I had to remind myself. Like, God's timing is not just about like, oh yeah, no, God is strategic and he's intentional. So everything that he does is strategic and intentional. And I just have to remind myself about that. Wait on the Lord. That's another verse that if you're going through that season, just think about, you know, Psalm chapter 27, verse 14, that, you know, as it reads, like, wait on the Lord, right? Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Like, wait on the Lord, be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. And that's a reminder to anybody who's in the season where you just feel behind and you feel stuck. I would say wait on the Lord. And I'm waiting on the Lord too. There's a lot of things I'm waiting on the Lord on. And there's sometimes I get frustrated. And you frustrated. It's like, yes. But I just surrender to him. It's not easy, yo. I wish I could tell you it's easy. And I didn't want to come on here in front and say, oh my God, I got it all together. No, I don't. I was feeling behind. This past few weeks, it's been feeling that way. It's been real. Okay. Just waiting on the Lord. And but also too, while we're waiting, just understanding that waiting is not we can't be passive without waiting, right? We have to be more active in our posture, right? And also talking about heart posture too, that we have to be active with our heart posture in terms of like praying that is in alignment with God's will, that we're doing what God wants us to do, not being, you know, passive with it, because you know we can be very passive when we want stuff. And also to that, you know, that all things work together for those for the good of those who love God. And if God said it in Romans chapter 8 verse 28, I'm gonna believe it because it is his word. I go back to what is the word of God. And it's not easy. Sometimes the scripture will even pop up, but you'll be like, okay, hold up now. I'm feeling this right now. I'm not ready for the sermon or the text. But whenever I leverage the scripture and stand on God's word, it shifts things. It changes things totally for me. And the way I start thinking starts shifting, and I just start honing on God's word. And even as I'm speaking about it now, it's just kind of like taking roots in my heart again. Like, no, God is going to do what he's going to do. God is always working and it's always for his glory. I just always have to remind, the moment I be like I'm behind, and then I have to check my motive behind that. Am I behind because I'm trying to please people? I'm trying to, you know, be in front of people and get the accolades and the, you know, all of those things that come with it? Or am I doing it for, like, is it truly, truly for the glory of God? Because if it is for the glory of God, then we should be okay and content with what God is going to do in his own timing. I'm just saying, you know, that's just a couple of things that I want to say. And, you know, if you just encourage me, if you want to go and read the text, the book of Habakkuk, I would say go read it. It's not a bad read. It's actually really beautifully written. If you want to read it, I would say read it. And just write some of the areas, you know, you feel like in your life that, oh, I feel like I'm behind here. When you read it, think about, you know, just write a couple of things, maybe two or three or one area in your life or two areas in your life. It can be more based on how you allocate that time, like that you feel like you're behind. And then ask God to reveal to you like how you could literally work on those things, in specifically in the areas that you listed, even if it seemed like, you know, strange and stringent, you know, like just lay it out to the Lord. And I know God reveals, and then just reflect on it as well. Write down three things that God has developed in you during, you know, the time of waiting, the space that you're in that feels like you're behind. Just write it down and see what God does with that, you know. And I said, talk to the Lord. And then also remind yourself. I say, you know, we're in the day and age where affirmation is a huge thing. And people say, you know, you have words, and, you know, we use the scripture to like power life and death lies on in the power of the tongue. I do not disagree with that. However, you know, with caution, where we're not getting too much self-help feeding into us, and that we're not looking at the scripture and what the scripture says, right? So just speaking some affirmations to you and standing on God's word, meaning that, Lord, I'm not behind because his word says it, right? So you're not going to be saying it just because, but I'm not behind, I'm becoming, right? God's timeline, his time is perfect for me, right? God's time is perfect for me. I am not behind. I'm actually becoming who God is calling me to become. His timeline is totally perfect for me, even if I don't like it. But his timeline is perfect for me, and I'm right where I need to be. And you need to keep reminding yourself that, like, you're right where you need to be. And God is always on time. He's not always on time. He's always on time. So, yeah, those are just, you know, few things I want to share today. And man, I feel relieved, honestly. I feel relieved because it's been a journey for me. But I'm grateful to the Lord that I could share this with you all. Before we go, I would just love to, you know, just pray us out. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for the people who are listening to this episode. Lord, I pray to God that you remind them, as you have reminded me, oh God, that they're not behind, that your timing is perfect. Your timing is not accidental. Your timing is intentional, because you're always working, you're always moving, and that you are never in a hurry. You're always perfect with the things that you do. So, Lord, I pray to God that you teach me and teach others, oh God, who are listening, oh God, how to just wait well, God, and just grow stronger. And as they walk with you each step of the way, oh God, to walk in your will, oh Lord Jesus, I pray that you help me and them, oh God, to release the pressure, oh God, and embrace this season with faith, oh God, with the vision that you already have for, oh God, Lord Jesus, establish, oh God, for this for the people that are listening, myself, oh God, in your son Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen. And I will put some reflection question in the description. So if you want to go ahead and write it, you know, reflect on it as well, that'd be great. Thank you again. Love you. Bye.